Hey guys, welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. Just wanted to reach out one more time to you guys real quick. I do apologize if I came off super negative in the last episode. However, please do understand I'm going through a lot right now. I can't tell you guys how important this podcast is to me. It's a small podcast, I realize that. However, over the past 2 or 3 weeks or so, I mean, the numbers have skyrocketed. I mean, you know, from July 30 when I started taking this very seriously till about, I don't know, September like 10th or so, it was pretty steady. From September 10th and onward, it got slowly up and up and up, and then it just skyrocketed over the past couple weeks. So guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I love doing this podcast. I love it. It is literally like I'll be super honest with you guys forever. I'll be totally open with you guys. I'll tell you everything. Everything I tell you is true. I will never lie to you. I promise you that. The thing is, I love creating things and I love making people happy. More so, I love being happy myself. I don't like being like this. I don't like this feeling. I don't like being upset, sad, depressed, you know what I mean? And you guys make me happy just by simply listening to the show. So I just want to reach out one more time and just say how much I appreciate and love you guys. And I mean that. It's no joke. Doing this podcast has really like... Listen, man, I suffer from all types of mental illnesses. It's embarrassing. It's not really embarrassing. It is what it is. It runs in my family. You know, I've spoken to my grandparents about this. It goes back as far as anybody can remember. You know, alcohol problems, addiction problems, mental illness problems, depression, schizophrenia, all that. You know, and I have a pretty good handle on it at this point in my life, thank God. I'm 34. It took many years to get to this point. I gotta say, guys, doing this podcast, I just read the most recent review. I'm gonna reach out to you, whoever left the most recent review. And that shit means the world to me, guys. I don't care about the ad revenue money. I do care about the tips and the donations because it does help me tremendously. But more so, I love getting those DMs saying, man, I love listening to the podcast. Keep it up, man. This could be big. You know, keep doing it. You might get huge. I don't really care about getting huge, but if it does, that'd be amazing. And I just want to let you know, I did want to give out picks today. I did want to give out St. Louis. They're up 10-1 right now, but I researched it a little bit. I just didn't. I felt comfortable taking the bet myself. However, I didn't bet it, honestly, because I'm just not in the right state of mind right now. But if I do release picks, believe me, they're you can trust them. You know what I mean? If they lose, they lose. It's been rare, though. It's been since July 3rd, I think I've had maybe 3 or 4 losing days. That's pretty fucking crazy. And, like, the worst day was, like, I don't know. I think it was, like 3 and 5. And we were still 1 units because some of them were, like, plus 200. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is just thank you, guys. I love you so much. I will be back tomorrow, okay? I don't know when this fucking stupid Twitter ban will be up. The longest it's going to last is another 4 days or so. So I'll be back on Twitter. I'm very upset about losing the followers that I got recently because it went up from like 250 followers to like 320 something. And I'm all the way back down to under 300 now. I just checked now. I'm up to like 303. So I don't know, guys. I don't really have a point besides saying thank you so much. And I just want you guys to know how much this podcast really does mean to me. It's a stupid sports betting podcast with stories thrown in. That's all it is. But I work fucking hard on it. And I love that you guys realize that. And realize that I'm not just like, you know, hitting the record button, just talking shit and just being like, hey, take this pick, this pick. I'm just so happy, guys. You know, and listen, man, I was in a really bad place the past couple of days. And just reading that last review and seeing how many listeners listened to this last podcast it's released that has no picks in it, it means the fucking world to me, guys. You have no idea. Reach out to me on Twitter, DM me, say whatever you want to say. I appreciate it. I love it. And I just want you guys to realize that I really do truly love you guys and appreciate you guys. And I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Very few things in this life make me happy, okay? I'll be completely honest with you. You know, I struggled with addiction my entire life. And for a lot of my life, the only time I was happy, it was like I was either dope sick or I was putting a needle in my arm. You know what I mean? And the only time I was happy was I was putting my needle in my arm. You know what I'm saying? However, I would spend every dime on that. And as soon as that needle was out of my arm, I was no longer happy, you know? So to find something, a way to keep myself, you know, happy on a regular basis, and all I have to do is, you know, the research is tough, I'm not gonna lie, I work very hard on the picks, but, you know, and to, just to make somebody else happy by doing something that makes me happy, I mean, guys, I can't tell you, I mean, it brings a tear to my eye, I'm not gonna lie, it fucking means the world to me. You know, I'm gonna keep this short, I just really wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate it so much, and, you know what you could do, what would help me out, if you want, it's not a big deal, hit up at Twitter Support on Twitter, because I can't get in touch with these motherfuckers, and just let them know, man, like, listen, I didn't do anything wrong, I'm a positive influence on Twitter, and this suspension right now is bullshit, I'm very upset about it, it sucks right now that I can't DM people, I could DM people, but I can't tweet out to people, I can't reach out to people, people can't reach out to me, and it's fucking killing me, because you guys know I'm on Twitter all day long, all night long, I have insomnia, I can't sleep, so now that I can't sleep, I don't know what the fuck to do, like, I'm going crazy, but I don't know, man, it's just like, please keep listening. Had the faith. I'll be back by tomorrow. I'm already doing research on the picks tomorrow. I'm so fucking happy for the Rays. You have no idea how happy I am for the Rays. I'm a Yankee fan. I want the Yankees to win the World Series, but I'll be even happier if the Rays win it. And not just because I have all these future bets on them. You know, I've told you a million times, I have the World Series bet 36-1. I had them to make the playoffs, which I hit already, 16-1. I have them to make the championship series, which is looking good now at fucking 22-1. So it's just, I mean, I believed in this team. I believe in this podcast. And, you know, it just seems like it's meant to happen. And it's just like, I don't know, guys. I'm going through a lot right now. If you listen to the last podcast, you know why. This shit's not easy, man. Life fucking sucks. At the end of the day, life sucks. So if you can find anything in this world that makes you happy and you love it, I say do it. Go for it. Go for it. And, you know, if it's a solid thing, I think the money will come eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're struggling right now in life, guys, listen to me. I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. It took me a long time to learn this. Find something you love and fucking do it. When I started this podcast for the first, like, I don't know, 40, 50 episodes, dude, if I was happy to get 5 listeners and fucking 3 of them were me. You know what I'm saying? One of them was my mom. One of them was my sister. You know what I'm saying? Now, getting over fucking 200. The one episode I did with my guest Matt was the highest, most listened to episode I've had of all time. And I'll just give you the numbers. It was 368 listens so far. That's fucking amazing, guys. For a sports betting podcast, come on, guys. And I know it's not just the picks. I think a lot of it is the picks, which is great. It's fine. I like to think a lot more of it is me, and I'm so open with you guys and honest with you guys, and I want to connect with you guys. I believe human contact is very important, and unfortunately for me, being so caught up in addiction for most of my adult life, I have very few close friends. I mean, I have a lot of friends that want to be my friends, but I just wasn't there for them, so why the fuck would they want to be there? They're all starting to come back into my life now. You know, I'm legit clean now for 4 months and 1 week, 8 days actually now, and I'm proud of that. But I'm more proud of this show, man. I can't tell you in words how fucking happy I am that you guys are enjoying it. DM me, just tell me you love it. That's all I need to hear, guys. I love it so much. I love doing it. It makes me happy. I don't know what else to say. This shit makes me fucking happy. And it's a stupid thing. But who cares? It's not stupid to me. It's right now, I'm not exaggerating. This podcast makes me... It's the best thing in my life right now. It is the best thing in my life right now. I'll continue to do it. I'll never stop. I will come out with a podcast tomorrow with picks. I promise you guys that. You already know where I'm at on the Rays, baby. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rays come out as favorites tomorrow. They probably won't be. Probably be like plus 160 dogs. Fuck it. Fuck you, Houston. Let's go Tampa Bay. That's all I want to say. I have a lot more to say. I'm going to save it for other podcasts. I was considering releasing one of the storytelling episodes that I have recorded and saved already, ready to go. Let's take it slow. All right. I'm back, baby. All right. I'm getting happy. I'm getting through this. It's just the money, man. The money's fucking me up. You know, getting $2,200 taken from you that you needed, you know, hurts, man. It hurts. A lot of money. It's not a lot of money to all of you guys. I realize that. But to me, guys, listen, man. Again, I struggled with addiction for over 20 years. And I spent every dime I ever had on drugs. Okay. So... now that I have a little bit of money, getting $2,200 taken from me like that was absolutely brutal. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it, guys. I just wanted to genuinely thank you from the bottom of my heart. You guys mean so much to me. And yeah, reach out to me, guys. I'm here for you. If you ever need anything, you ever need help, even if it has nothing to do with sports, hit me up, guys. I got you. I got you. I love you guys, man. I really do. And you're the best. 10 minutes. I can't believe I just recorded this and it took 10 minutes already. But I love you guys. That's all I need to say. And I love doing this podcast. And listen, if I don't put it out an episode, there's a reason for that. When I do put out an episode, everything I tell you in the episode is the God's honest truth. And if I give you picks, I've done nothing but I've done at least 2 hours of research on that pick. Okay, so I work hard on this. It's probably the thing I work hardest on right now besides stand-up comedy. And it brings me joy, guys. So thank you so much. I love you guys. Yeah, baby, I'm your boy. I'm your host, John. Call me John. Call me Antonio. It's a long story. Technically, I have two first names. I'll give you that story one day. It's fucking weird, I know. What are you going to do? But yeah, I'll be back, baby, tomorrow. I'm going to record the podcast now. I'll release it sometime early morning, so you have plenty of time to listen to it. I truly, truly hope that the listener numbers don't suffer from this fucking stupid fucking Twitter bullshit, man. I'm angry about that, but I'm getting over it. But yeah, guys, you're the fucking best. And just thank you. I'm so happy St. Louis is up 13-1. I swear to God, guys, I was going to release this earlier as a pick, but I just didn't feel comfortable. I only fucking researched it for like 15, 20 minutes, all the data report. You know, I tell you guys, you know, I go through a 1 to 100 scale. Anything over 75 is a good pick. Anything over like 78.5 is a really strong pick. Anything over 82 is like a lock pick, but I won't release that as a locky lock. Anything over 86, guys, I release as a locky lock pick of the day. If I release a locky lock pick of the day, tail that shit. Trust me. All right, fucking St. Louis up to him. I'll give you a quick pick. Washington is at the Dodgers today. I like Washington. Strasburg on the map for Washington and their dogs. You guys know I love dogs. Washington is currently plus 152. They went at plus 135. The only thing that worries me is the line movement makes sense. You guys know I like to talk about public betting percentage versus line movement. The line movement makes sense. So Vegas is pretty confident in Bueller and the Dodgers tonight. I could be wrong. I did not research it as long as I'd like. Tomorrow, baby. Oh, shit. Tampa Bay at Houston. Fuck you, Garrett Cole. Glasnow on the mound for... Oh, Pitt. The Rays got this, baby. I told you guys the Rays got this. Down 0-2, I knew it. As long as they can get to Game 5 and get to Strasburg in Game 5 and beat Strasburg in Game 5, it would be fine. I was really worried about it. I can't believe Houston started Strasburg early on Game 4. They're fucking stupid for that. Rays are good. They're at plus 233 now. And here we go. Here we go. The line move, it doesn't make sense. 60% of the betting public is on Tampa Bay. They open up at plus 250. It's down to plus 233. Actually, that does kind of make sense. I don't give a fuck, guys. Take Tampa Bay. We're going to the series, baby. We're going to Sizzler. We're going to fucking Sizzler. The other thing that doesn't make sense here. Okay, Tampa Bay is plus 132, plus 233, right? Their run line at plus 1.5 is even money. That makes no sense. It should be like fucking plus 185. Vegas is worried. I'm not. Tampa Bay all day, baby, tomorrow. All day, Tampa Bay. I'll do more research and come out with a... And I'll verify that for you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yep. Got the Giants at New England. New England is minus 16.5 favorites. Tough game to pick. I'm going with my Giants, so I'll tell you that right now. Plus 16.5, I'll take that all day. I'll probably buy it to plus 17. It'll probably get to plus 17 anyway. I gave you that WNBA pick the other night. Nailed that. Been absolutely on fire. I love you guys. That's it. Guys, keep a lookout for the podcast. It's coming out every day again, once again. I only miss 2 days. I feel like I missed like fucking 6 weeks. That's how much I love doing this podcast. Guys, I can't say anything more. I love you. Keep listening. I'm here for you guys. If you need anything, hit me up. Peace out, guys. I love you. Thanks for listening to the Lock a Lock Sports Betting Podcast.